This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
These
pickup football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
All right, here are the standings. Peter was 1-2 last week. The one was a two-point victory. Overall, he's 27-24 with 55 points. Amazingly, an incendiary last 10 to 11 weeks, and he's taken the rise from last place to first. It's they'll be talking about this decades from now.
Thank you.
Don LaGreca 1-2 last week, 3 points. He's 28-25, so he's 5 games over 500, but he's allocated his points like a toddler, so he has 54 points. He's actually trailing Peter, who's just 3 games over 500. And I was 1-2 last week, 3 points. 26-25 on the season, 1 game over, but just 2 points behind Don, who has allocated his points like a toddler, so I have 52 points. So this is moving weekend. For somebody, can Peter hold on? Can Don move ahead? Can I get out of the basement? So many questions. Now, Don, you had 3 points last week, and you're ahead of me.
Yes.
So you go first.
I'm 28-23 overall, Mike.
That's what I said. 28-23.
Okay.
5 games over 500.
And I'm working at a winning percentage of 549. So.
You're close to professional.
Right there with the professionals. All right. This is big. I'm going to start with my one-point play. Those Buccaneers are traveling to Landover, Peter.
Sure they are.
You're aware.
I am aware.
To take on the team.
We're the football team? Be specific.
I don't know. When I looked in the post just to see I wanted to get the over-under.
It's a team?
And it just says team.
Okay, that's even worse. That's not even trying.
But I just think the team is good because you want to be the team coming up. Now, we went over all the stats and all the stuff that with Ryan. But here's one thing that that was a thing for a while, Peter, if you remember, with the Buccaneers. Against the spread, 0-4 in prime time. Like, how weird is that, right?
Very.
And the last I saw, this game is an 8:15 kickoff.
That's prime time.
That's prime time. And it's 7.5. That's over a touchdown.
That's awesome.
I don't think Washington's winning this game.
No.
But it's going to be low scoring. It's going to just be one of those, like, ugly throwback type of games. And Tom Brady's going to find a way to win it. But it's going to be, you know, 14-10, maybe even 14-7, maybe 7-3. But the Buccaneers are not going to cover, but they're going to win. So I've got that as my one-point play.
So you have Washington for your one-point play.
The football
team.
That's
right. Washington plus 7.5.
All right.
The game of the weekend to me is Ravens and Titans. We talked a lot about that. Do you know Lamar Jackson is 13-3-2 against the spread on the road in his career? And the Ravens have covered in 6 straight games, winning outright 5 consecutive games. Got a lot going on this Ravens team, including a little revenge. So I'm going to go Ravens minus 2.5 as my 2-point play.
Wow. Really bad pick.
Go ahead, Don. Ignore him. Continue.
We've teased it, Peter. We've batted it around like the bunny, and now it's time to come down with the claw. Colts at the Bills. The Bills have covered in 6 of their 8 home games, which is second best in the National Football League. Rivers, very pedestrian stats over the last 2 games. Pedestrian in the postseason as well. Bills have won 6 straight games. Would have been 10 if not for the Hail Mary, if you remember, in Arizona. Bills, it's under a touchdown at 6.5. Buffalo Bills learned from squandering that lead last year against Houston. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. They're the best team in football. They cover the 6.5, and that is my 3-point play. So the Bills minus 6.5, my 3-point play. Ravens minus 2.5, my 2-point play. And the team at plus 7.5 is my 1-point play.
All right, so I had 3 points last week as well, so I'll go next. My 1-point play, I'm going to go all the way out to Seattle.
All right.
where the Rams are 3.5-point underdogs to the Seahawks. And I'm going to grab those 3.5 points like a hungry little mongrel.
Okay.
Because I believe that the Rams defense can get to Seattle's offense. And Seattle's offense will not be able to score as many points as the Rams could score against Seattle's defense, which is no longer the Legion of Boom. Now, Jamal Adams is questionable, but he's going to play, but he might be a little limited. Seahawks could win this game.
They could.
That
I'm
hook
sure they
is going to be big.
Mm.
I think the Rams will win the game. I think McVay will come up with something that will shock the world.
Wow.
And I have the Rams for my 1-point play. I'll take the 3.5, gladly.
That's hungrily. Four games in play, people.
Make it 5 games because my number 2 pick. I'm going all the way out to Pittsburgh. That's what I'm doing. No Kevin Stefanski?
Nope.
No chance.
No shot.
Steelers win this by 20.
I'll give
6.5. I won't even blink. If you wanted me to give you 10, I'd say, sure, I'll give you 10.
And yet it's only his 2-point play.
Well, I'm very confident in my 3-point play,
You
too.
Must be.
Baker Mayfield living in the stadium, that's going to work against him.
Yeah, because the game's not in Cleveland.
That's right. He might not even show up at Three Rivers. Or Hines, whatever they call it. I'll take the Steelers as my 2-point play. I'll give 6.5, and I'll dance away with 3 points between these two picks. And all you know right. Who's going to make it 3 points? The Buffalo Bills are going to make it 3 points to make it 6 total. Give me the Bills. Colts. Phillip Rivers is going to be in a broadcast booth next year. Probably going to be at ESPN. Yeah, that's right. Playing outdoors, guy that's played in San Diego and a dome? I don't think so. The Bills are riding high. Many people, 2 people I work with, think they're going to the Super Bowl. I might not go that far. They didn't win last year in the playoffs. They're winning this game, and they're going to embarrass the Indianapolis Colts. So much so that Indianapolis might have Matthew Stafford next year playing. They might have Carson Wentz playing quarterback. That's how big this loss is going to be. Give me the Bills. You're the Colts. Take the 6.5. Take a walk. Those are my 3 picks.
Oh, I love it. Love the aggression.
That was
5 of the 6 games in play, Peter.
Well, 2 things. Number 1, that was the best Michael K. pick segment of all time. I'm ready to lay out. And guess what? I'm basically going to lay out. Don, you said 5 of 6 are in play?
Yes.
Guess how many are in play after me?
6 of 6.
No, 5 of 6. 5 of 6,
yeah. Oh, you gutless
punk. We can really just lay back and, as Michael likes to say, luxuriate in Bears Saints.
Hey, Don, you know what we can do, Don? How about this? Don, why don't you tell me what my picks are?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I believe you've got the same picks as I do.
Go ahead.
As a matter of fact, I think you've got them in the same order.
That would be correct.
Oh, my goodness.
The football team. You know, I'll say this about the football team.
You don't even have enough faith in your boyhood team to not make them your 3-point play. You disgust me.
So I'm not catching Peter.
So listen.
I might now.
I've wavered. I've wavered for my 1-point game. I've wavered with Washington, who you guys know I like. I do like us to cover. I really do. The reason I was wavering is just on principle of not wanting to bet my team. The other team I've been interested in all week, I'm getting screamed at from the heavens to not take, and that's Cleveland. I do think that 6.5 is a big number because I don't think the Steelers are special anymore. I don't. But at the same time, when you hear Ryan Clark say, the reason this team is better because of Stefanski, it scares you off with an inexperienced playoff team. So I go, well, why not go with the team I sincerely like, Washington? So that's what I'm doing. Don, earlier in the week, I like the Ravens. I like the Titans, I should say. I thought, wow, they're getting 3.5 points? I like that. The hook, okay. Derrick Henry, do you know Derrick Henry is the first player since 1967 to lead the league in back-to-back seasons in, I believe, rushing attempts, yardage, and touchdowns? I mean, this is a guy, Derrick Henry, who next year, if he follows the again with another season like the last two, we're having a GOAT conversation about. That's how good Derrick Henry is.
Oh, but that line moved.
But the line moved to 2.5. And then I started thinking about, man, how bad do the Ravens and Lamar Jackson need this game? And how good have they been against the spread? So that's where I landed on the Baltimore Ravens. And guys, I believe we can all say I was the first one out of the box to say to give up my Buffalo pick on Monday. So
right.
I like the Buffalo Bills. To your point, Michael, I don't know how far they go, but I know their week one in the playoffs this year is better than last year, and they make a statement. It's in Buffalo. It's cold. Stephon Diggs will play through that injury. I bet Beasley plays too. So I will take the Bills as my three-pointer.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That is an energetic pick segment, I'll tell you that. But
not a lot of moving.
There goes moving day.
No, I could tie. So if you lose the Washington pick, which is the one I'm not involved in,
mm-hmm.
and you lose the Ravens, which I'm not involved in, I'm in on the Bills. So none of us is going to get 3 points, but – if I get my 1 and 2 point plays and you lose your 1 and 2 point plays, we got ourselves a tie.
But you have to admit, we advertised it as moving day. You can't call it moving day.
We didn't know that you were going to be gutless and pick the same things as Don to hold them off.
And I are sitting in the same car. We're holding hands. We're listening to Led Zeppelin.
I've got a broken down, bad muffler U-Haul, and I'm going to move right up into first place tying you.
I'm sorry, Don. I know that's not fun.
But I don't believe you did that on the fly. I think that those were your picks, so I'm not going to worry about you cheating or anything. And then what do you got to worry about? We still have a lot of football left. But, Michael, go Seahawks, go Browns, because if you lose those three.
I'm done.
I don't know if you're done, but it could be close.
It gets tough.
Yeah.
I like tough. I look at tough and I laugh. I laugh at tough in the face.
Wait, so
my
Don,
life has been tough after tough. So you know what? I've conquered tough.
So if Don and I kill the day, I go to 51, Don goes to 50. Michael, if Michael bricks the day, he could look, because he has one pick the same as us. He drops. He could only gain 3 points with us. We'd be up five on him,
right,
and six respectively.
No, I could be. I'm up two and you're up three, so it could be six or five.
So it could be moving day for Michael, just the wrong direction.
I'm not scared. Now, if you're someone who you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. They have helped the lives of many and continue to be just a phone call or click away. 800-GAMBLER. Support, treatment, hope. The first wild card weekend, the ENN before that, is huge. It's incalculable how important it is to people. Peter will have that ENN in just a moment right here on YES and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.